Now, I'm not sure if this needs to be on for the recording or is everything else.
You can leave it on.
I don't know if it's on or off, so it's on. Okay. All right. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus the Christ. Again, it's great to be with you here at Chelan. The last time we were here, probably a couple months ago, I think it seems like, and just had a great time. It was fun to get to know you and to find some mutual acquaintances. And of course, that guy that sits in the back there, Scott, you know, he kind of floats between Celebration Lutheran and Lake Chelan Lutheran. So, float might be a good word since it's on the lake, right? So, Jesus says, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I love the word abide. It's just a great word. You know, I can't remember if it's in this liturgy or most of the liturgies, the post-communion prayer refers to the abiding presence, the real presence of Christ. And it says, grant that we who have received the sacrament of his body and blood may abide in him and he in us, that we may be filled with the power of his endless life, now and forever. Amen. Recognize that prayer? Mm-hmm. Yeah. We pray that prayer quite often after communion. And then, of course, there's the hymn, Abide With Me. And that hymn speaks of the nature of the loving God that we have, who abides in us in every life situation and even in death. And verse 4 says, I fear no foe with thee at hand to bless. Ills have no weight and tears no bitterness. Where is death's sting? Where grave the victory? I triumph still if thou abide with me. Yeah, it's right there. Abide with me. So one of the definitions of the word abide, which comes from the Greek meno, is to be carried. And that's carried both not only in prayer, but even in physically being carried. It indicates a close, it indicates a very intimate relationship. And you might get the image of a mother swaddling her baby, carrying her little one around, carrying, abiding, that baby is abiding. And the image of being carried by God's love, you see, expresses that same sense of assurance and comfort as we move through life. As it says in our scripture, God initially calls us. I chose you. You didn't choose me. I chose you. And with God's promise, that promise carries with it the promise of joy and being abiding with God in times of joy and sorrow. That verse from Matthew, I will be with you always to the end of the age. That constant of God with us. But that's not all. God is creator, God is redeemer, God is sustainer. Also carries us into places that we might not want to go ourselves. When we are in the heart of Jesus, we go where Jesus goes. We serve where Jesus serves. We heal where Jesus heals. We teach and preach where Jesus teaches and preaches. We might even die where Jesus dies. But as the psalm states, we live where Jesus lives, because he is risen. He is risen.
He is risen.
There we go. You guys know that well. It's still the Easter season. So, Jesus knew this promise of God as he did his ministry on earth. And we know that promise too because of what Jesus did and how he walked. And how he was abiding with God. Even while being transported from one ministry situation to another, Jesus knew that he was in the abiding presence of God. So
So in today's reading, Jesus wanted his disciples to know that they would be forever carried by this love. They needed to know that because it was not an easy situation for them to be in. They needed to know that God had their back and God carried them. So with that knowledge and with that assurance, they had the confidence to be able to move on and bear the fruit that God initially gave them. That whole idea of abiding, being carried in comfort, even in situations where we're uncomfortable or where there's danger. Remember a story that comes actually from Norway. There's a particular village in Norway, Fitjar, Norway, where my grandfather was born. And it's on the big island, if you know anything about Norway, which I don't know if you do or not, but it's a big island called Stord, which means big. And it's south of Bergen. And this little village of Fitjar has a place within it called Haven. And there's even a sign that says Haven. My name is Haven. That's where my namesake came from. My grandfather added the E because it was more Americanized to say Haven than Haven. People, for some reason, couldn't say Haven. And the mail kept getting mixed up with another Haven on the mail route, too. That was part of it. So this little part of this village is called Haven. And in Fitjar, this was a safe place for ships and other watercraft to dock. It was obviously a place of refuge from the storms that hit the North Sea. It was a place to abide. Now, flowing into the harbor, into the Haven, you might say, was a fast-moving stream. And especially, it swelled just like around here, where the streams swell during the spring. And that one day, it happened that my grandfather, who was about 13 years old at the time, was down by the stream along with his young cousin, who was probably about 3 years old. And she fell into the stream. It was a high, fast-moving stream. And he instantly just dove in, and he captured her and brought her back to land, carried her. She was abiding with him in that moment. And if it wasn't, you know, for that abiding presence, I guess you might say my grandfather, she most likely would have drowned. So it's a pretty dramatic story that I've heard. But it's not uncommon for us as adults especially to pluck up children when we see that they're in danger. They might be darting across the street, and we pluck them up, and we capture them if they're going to run out of the store without our permission. So we're used to saving little kids, especially, sometimes even adults, okay? Some of us tend to trip once in a while, and maybe we have some friend that helps keep us upright. So this whole sense of abiding and being carried, even in times of danger, is very important to this particular story. That being carried and abiding in God's love is essential to this particular story. Now, the good news of Jesus, his love, his forgiveness, his truth, his hope, his compassion, is really big enough to carry all of humankind. God's arms are big enough to carry the entire world, all the population. And sometimes it's hard to remember that God's arms support and carry the entire population, and not only human population, but our environment, the things that are living, the things that are even not living. It's all part of God's loving arms carrying that. That harbor, that haven, is the heart of God. So for the disciples and the early missionaries, this knowledge was huge when they were sent out to be disciples into the world, because they would be harboring the joy that Jesus had given them. And the essence of Jesus was to carry that joy of the resurrection, but also that assurance that God was always with people, so that's what their mission was. And I'm thinking about Lake Chelan Lutheran. And of course, Pastor Paul and I, we talk a lot, and we know a little bit about you folks and what you do, And it's amazing to me the kind of ministry that you are involved with day to day. I mean, everything from harboring, you might say, veterans of foreign wars, and that whole idea of ministry to the veterans, to going out to rural congregations and supporting them, congregations that might have only maybe 10 people worshiping, but to be there in support of them, those kind of things. The food pantry, I've heard a lot about the food pantry. And just that whole incredible ministry of Peace at the Last, being with people in their dying stages. What a ministry. I mean, those are just a sampling, I know, that you folks are a part of. So you indeed have carried that forward, that abiding love of Jesus. Jesus says, "I have called you friends." And whenever I hear that verse, I always think of the song, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." Okay, and the lyrics affirm, and you might remember some of the lyrics, the privilege to carry all our burdens to God in prayer. Okay, but I was thinking about that one day, about the flip side of that verse, that particular lyric. And it's kind of like, what if I can't carry my burdens to God in prayer? What if I just can't do it today? Something is stifling my ability to do that. So I think if I rewrote the song, I'd add a verse, and I'd say, "What a privilege to be carried to God in prayer." Just a little nuance to that. That sometimes we need someone else to carry us. So, some of you might be, maybe all of you, familiar with the musical group The Hollies. Mm-hmm. All right, a lot of head nods here, though.
Oh, yeah, so that's good.
So I'm gonna play a song that you might be familiar with. And then I don't know if I'll play the whole song, but at least I'll read some of the lyrics. So, here's it. Oh, we got to get on the right track here. All right, Bluetooth is almost connected.
And it kind of shut off here.
If you hear a ba-boom, there is a ba-boom. Somehow it's not connecting right. There we go. Now it's connected. Okay, I know you'll remember this song as soon as you start listening. And it's very significant, I think, in terms of the text for today. Thank you. there. I decided not to sing that song myself this morning. That's why I had that recording. But the just to remind that sometimes lyrics are kind of hard to hear, you know, when there's music and stuff. But just to reiterate, this song was written at an experience of, I don't know if it was one of the band members or someone else, that they experienced at a Boys Town orphanage. And there was Father Flanagan, was his name, upon seeing this older boy coming out carrying a younger boy that was stricken with polio. The priest asked, "That looks a little difficult for you. Do you need some help?" And the older boy responded, "He ain't heavy. He's my brother." Mm-hmm. So, hence the song and the lyrics are just, you know, strong enough to carry him. His welfare is my concern. No burden is he to bear. We'll get there. For I know he would not encumber me. He ain't heavy, he's my brother. And then, if I'm laden at all, I'm laden with sadness that everyone's heart isn't filled with. Now, some lyrics say gladness, some lyrics say sadness. And that's kind of an interesting twist there. That everyone's heart isn't filled with gladness, sadness of love for one another. It's a long, long road from which there is no return. While we're on the way to there, to that road that's not, why not share? It's like, why not? And the load doesn't weigh me down at all because he ain't heavy. He's my brother. Isn't that just powerful?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And we think about that in our in the promises that either are made for us in our baptisms or as we are baptized or as we witness others. And that whole idea of being kind of immersed in those waters and surrounded not only by what we know is the depth of the human nature and evil and sin, but that resurrection life that we're celebrating now. And that we are buoyed up above the waters, out into the world, into this whole water system, you might say, of caring and abiding, and helping people abide in God's love. So it begs the question, I guess, with that knowledge that we are buoyed in that water of love, how can we carry it to one another? And not as a burden, but as a privilege of being in this one friendly family of Christ. Amen. Amen. So our hymn of the day...